今天的讲道之前，我要跟大家提出一个邀请。
If any of you are, if God has called any of you into children's ministry, I would love to talk with you.
如果神呼召你服侍儿童，我很希望跟你谈一谈。
You don't have to be fluent in English.
你不需要有顺流利的英文。
Many of our classes are getting very big.
我们很多的教科室呢已经很满了。
Some classes get up to 15, 17, children in one classroom.
甚至在一堂课里头有15到17个孩童。
And the teacher sometimes cannot handle all of the children at one time.
很多的时候老师没有办法应付这么多孩子。
So if there's any of you who would like to just assist the teacher, you don't have to teach, but you're welcome to, you would be teaching, or you would be assisting the teacher in helping her do her lesson.
如果在座有哪一位有兴趣能够参与帮忙，不需要主角，只是帮忙就够了，就请跟 Caleb 来联络。
Yeah, so if you're interested, just contact me. My information is available in the bulletin, I believe.
那赖传道的这些联络的资讯都是在我们的单张上。
All right. So a few weeks ago, I asked some of the youth this question.
几个礼拜前，我问了我们青少年一个问题。
I asked them, why do you attend school?
我问他们，你们干嘛上学呢？
And some of them said, because my mom told me to go to school.
有的孩子说，因为我妈叫我去的。
And that's why I go to school.
所以我就去了。
There's some of the other youth understood what I was trying to ask.
那其他的孩子比较聪明一点，知道我的用意。
And some of the other ones said, well, I go to school because I want to get into a good college.
他们说，我之所以上学，是因为我要去一个好大学。
And I asked them, well, why do you want to get into a good college?
那我就问了，那你们干嘛要去上一个好大学呢？
So that I can get a job.
他们说，这样我能有个工作啊。
Why do you want to get a job?
那你为什么要有个工作呢？
So that I can make a lot of money.
这样我就可以赚很多钱。
And then I asked them, why do you want to make a lot of money?
那我就问，你为什么要赚很多钱？
So that I can buy whatever I want to buy.
这样我就可以为所欲为，要买什么都可以。
And I asked them, why do you want to buy whatever you want to buy?
那你为什么要什么东西都要买呢？
And then the final answer was, so that I can be happy.
那最后的答案终于是，这样我才能快乐。
And that was the real reason why they were going to high school.
所以这才是他们为什么去高中的主要原因。
So that they can...get a lot of money and be happy.
这样他们就可以赚很多钱，就很快乐。
And in having a lot of money, they were also saying that I want to be as comfortable as possible.
那之所以要有钱，是因为说他们也要很舒适的生活。
This world wants to be happy.
这个世界要快乐。
We want to be full of joy.
我们要充满喜乐。
People go to work so that eventually they might find joy.
之所以人上班，就是因为说，也许他们可以之后得到喜乐。
People want to make a lot of money, so eventually they might find joy.
大家要赚很多钱，所以也许以后我们会有喜乐。
People make friends, so that eventually maybe they can find joy.
那大家做认识新朋友，有友谊，这样也许以后会有喜乐。
People start a family, so that maybe they can find joy.
大家成家，然后有一个家庭，这样也许以后会有喜乐。
People save up for retirement so that maybe they can find joy during their older years.
大家储蓄准备退休，这样也许他们黄金岁月时候就有喜乐。
And people come to church so that maybe they can find joy at the church.
大家来到教会，也许就是因为借着来教会，他们可以找到喜乐。
And this world, everything that everyone does is everyone is trying to find joy somehow.
好像在这个世界里头，大家所做的每一样事情。
This month we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus.
这个月我们来庆祝耶稣的降临诞生。
And one of the themes of the Advent season is joy.
其中一个项目就是喜乐。
And it brings us great joy to know that we are saved from the punishment of death because of our faith in Jesus.
当我们知道我们信了耶稣，我们的生命有拯救，这才给我们带来真正的喜乐。
And there's really no true joy.Unless we have this living faith inside of us.
要是没有这个活的信仰在我们的心中，我们是找不到喜乐的。
I want to share a story with you from the Bible.
我要跟大家分享一个圣经故事。
And it talks about the Jewish people's joy when they see Jesus.
这个讲到当时犹太人看到耶稣那种的喜乐。
In Luke chapter 19,
在路加福音第十九章。
I'll read 28 to 31, and then Judy will read it in Chinese. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem, and as he approached Bethphage and Bethany, at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, say the Lord needs it.
路加福音十九章二十八节这样说，耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。将近伯法奇和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面的村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有被人骑过的，可以解开来牵来，若有人问他为什么解他，你们就说主要用他。
So there are these two cities mentioned here, and they're Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives.
所以在这里呢，讲到两个城市，一个呢就叫做伯法奇，一个叫做伯大尼，他们都是在橄榄山附近。
And the next slide is the map of the I'd like to show you.
现在大家就可以看到当时的地图。
So over to your right is Bethphage and Bethany.
那在你的右手边就是伯法奇跟伯大尼。
And over on the bottom, it's underneath them, it says Garden of or Mount of Olives.
然后在下面就可以看到橄榄山。
And so Jesus was traveling from Bethany to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives.
所以说，那耶稣当时呢，就是在这个橄榄山上面，从伯大尼到了伯法奇。
That means that he was heading eventually towards Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem.
所以表示呢，他是往这个耶路撒冷的城方向去。
Jesus tells his disciples to go into the city of Bethphage.
当时耶稣告诉他的门徒要去伯法尼。
And from here, Jesus tells them.That when they enter the city, they will find a colt tied there.
然后呢，当你进去了这个城市之后，你会看到一个驴驹拴在那里。
And this colt has never been ridden before.
这个驴驹从来没有被人骑过。
And this is important because there's a Jewish tradition that no one should ride on a certain person's horse.
那这一点很重要，因为在犹太的习俗当中呢，就是有一些人呢，是他的骑驹是非常重要的。
And this person whose horse is not allowed to be ridden is the king's horse.
而这个人就是那个王，那个王的这个骑的这个牲口呢，是不能够有其他人骑他的。
Only the king gets to ride on his own animal.
只有这个王才能够骑在这牲口上。
Everyone else has to share their animals.
其他的人都可以跟其他人分享他的牲口。
But if you're the king, you get your own animal.
可是如果你是王，那你就有你自己的权利来骑你自己的牲口。
And the reason why this is important is that Jesus is showing his kingship here.
之所以这一点重要呢，是因为这彰显了耶稣的王权。
Jesus tells his disciples, go into the city and find this colt that has never been ridden before, and I want to ride it.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，到这城市里去，找那个驴驹，这个是从来没有被人骑过，而我就要骑它。
This is a way of Jesus telling everybody, I'm a king, and I deserve to ride on an animal by myself.
耶稣这时候就是告诉大家，我是一个王，因此我要有一个属于我的驴驹。
And so going on into verse 32,
所以说进入了第三十二节。
It says, those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it.They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it.
打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么？”他们说：“主要用它。”他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。
The owners of the colt were wondering why the disciples were taking their animal.
可能这驴驹的主人还纳闷，为什么这些门徒要带走我的驴驹。
Now it could be that Jesus was prophetic and knew that this animal would be there.
有可能就是耶稣呢，他是有他的未卜先知的能力，知道这个动物呢就会站在那等他。
And it could also be possible that these were Jesus' friends. We don't know.
或许，也许这些人是耶稣的朋友，我们并不知道。
But in any case, once the owners knew that this animal was for the Lord, they willingly gave up the animal.
可是不管怎么说，当主人一旦知道说这个驴驹是要给主用的，他马上就把这个交出。
The disciples, when they asked the disciples, why do you need our colt? The disciple says, the Lord needs it.
因为当他那个主人问这个门徒说，为什么你要我的驴驹？门徒就说，因为主要用它。
And once the owners found out that the Lord needs it, they were willing to give up their own animal.
一旦主人知道这是主要用它，因此他马上就把这个驴驹给放手了。
This was a sacrificial and generous act of giving to Jesus.
这是一个舍己并且慷慨的行为来给耶稣。
And this act of giving is exactly what Christmas is about.
而这种的给予正是圣诞节的意义。
And I'm not just talking about giving Christmas presents either.
我所说的不是说就是买礼物送人。
Giving Christmas presents is good.
给礼物是好事。
But I'm talking about giving sacrificially to God.
可是我所说的是舍己啊。
These owners gave up one of their animals to let Jesus use.
这些的主人把他自己的驴驹给了出去给耶稣来用。
My question to you today is, do you have anything in your life that you would like to give to God to use this Christmas?
那我想要请问各位了，在现在这个季节当中，在你的生命里头，有没有什么你应该给耶稣用的呢？
Is there anything of importance that you could give to him that you know that he wants to use that area of your life, but maybe you're not giving it to him yet?
是不是你知道内心深处有哪一些事情重要的，耶稣是希望能够使用的，可是你却没有给呢？
Is there a certain amount of time that you can give to God?
是不是时间？你可以给神多一点时间吗？
Can you give your talents and your skills?
或者是你的才华，或者是你的技术？
Can you give God, maybe your family and your friendships?
或者是说你的家人还有你的朋友？
How would that look like?
那会怎么样的图画呢？
What can you give sacrificially to God this Christmas?
在这个圣诞节佳节当中，你能给耶稣什么呢？
As a Christmas present to Jesus.
就像是一个给耶稣的圣诞礼物吧。
The owners of this horse, this colt, were willing to give this colt to Jesus once they found out that Jesus needed it.
这驴驹的主人一旦发现是要给主用，他马上就给了。
And the story goes on in verse 36.
继续在第36节。
As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
36节这么说，走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上，将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。”
And it's not shown here, but verse 39, the next verse actually tells us that the Pharisees got very angry.
然后下一节呢，39节这么说：“众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：‘夫子，责备你的门徒吧。’”
And I'll explain to you why the Pharisees get angry in a second.
那我等一下就跟大家解释一下，为什么法利赛人要生气呢？
But as Jesus is riding this donkey down the Mount of Olives towards Jerusalem, it says that the people put their cloaks on the ground.
所以这里说，当耶稣骑着那驴驹下山，然后之后呢，在一边走的时候，这些人呢就把他们的外衣就铺在地上。
Now, why would people put their clothes on the ground?
为什么他们要把外衣铺在地上呢？
And they let the donkey and they let the colt step on the clothes.
而且让这个驴驹往上踩啊。
Your clothes would get all dirty.
那你的衣服就脏了。
That doesn't make sense, right?
没有道理吧。
Well, people would put their cloaks on the ground in front of a king who had come back from a victorious battle.
就那时候呢，是当国王呢打仗胜利回来之后，当地的人就是这么做，就是把衣服铺在地上。
The Roman kings would come back they would bring back all of the treasures that they had gotten, and the people would put their clothes on the ground in front of their horses.
那时候罗马的这些王打胜仗回来带了一大堆的宝藏，那人民呢就把他们的外衣铺在地上，为了这个王来准备。
So the question still is, why would they put their clothes down in front of the horses?
那问题就说为什么他们要这样做呢？
This was another sacrificial gesture towards Jesus.
这是另外一个舍己的行为。
They were saying that Jesus is the king.
他们说他们基本上是这样的表达，耶稣是王。
They were saying that we are willing to submit to Jesus as the king by putting our clothes on the ground for him.
我们愿意宣称承认他是王，因此我们把衣服放在地上。
And all the people, it says here, were joyfully worshiping Jesus.
而且这里说，每一个人都欢喜快乐地来敬拜赞美他。
And the people were shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord."
他们说，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
And this is a direct reference to Psalm 118.
这是直接连接的诗篇118篇。
Which is a reference to the Messiah, the Savior that God would send.
那就是讲到了弥赛亚就是神所派下来的救世主。
And this is why the Pharisees were so angry.
这个就是为什么法利赛人生气的原因。
The Pharisees were angry because the people thought that Jesus was the coming Savior.
法利赛人火了，因为他们当时的人民认为耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And the Pharisees did not think that Jesus was the Messiah.
可是偏偏这些法利赛人不这么认为，他们不认为耶稣是弥赛亚。
The Pharisees were complaining to Jesus that he should rebuke his disciples and correct the people.
法利赛人说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”
They didn't think that he was the king at all.
他更不认为说耶稣是王。
But the people believed something completely different.
可是人们可不这么想。
The people believed that Jesus was the Messiah and they were declaring him as the king.
人们认为并且宣称耶稣就是王。
They were putting their clothes on the ground in front of his donkey.
人们把这些衣服铺在耶稣的驴驹的脚下。
The people were filled with joy because their king had come.
他们充满了喜乐，因为他们的王已来到。
Now the next question I would like to ask is, why did they choose right now?
那我要问了，为什么他们当下选择这个时间来欢呼庆祝？
Why were the people worshiping Jesus at this time and this location?
为什么在这个时间，在这个地方，他们这样子的欢喜快乐？
Why didn't they worship Jesus joyfully at a different time?
为什么不在其他的时候这样的欢喜快乐呢？
Was it just a random incident?
是不是就是突发事件？
And I believe that there's a reason why the people chose this moment.To welcome Jesus.
我相信人们当时选这样的时间点来欢呼耶稣是有原因的。
So as the people are welcoming Jesus as their Messiah, there's going to be a few prophecies that are running in their minds.
因为当他们在这样的欢迎耶稣的时候，他们脑子里头想到了几个预言。
The Old Testament is full of prophecies about the coming Messiah.
在旧约里头充满了预言有关于弥赛亚的事。
And I believe at least one of these prophecies, if not more, were in the people's minds.
我相信起码一个或者是更多就是当下人民脑子里头所想到的。
And one of the prophecies I believe is from Ezekiel.
我想其中一个预言可能就是以西结书。
So in Ezekiel 46:12 it says, when the prince provides a freewill offering to the Lord, whether a burnt offering or a fellowship offering, the gate facing east is to be opened for him.
十二节这么说，王预备甘心献的燔祭或平安祭，就是向耶路撒冷甘心献的，当有人为他开朝东的门。
When it says, when it refers to the prince here, people understand that as the coming prince or the coming king as the Messiah.
当这个王这个字在这里显现的时候，人们认为说这个就是弥赛亚的预表。
And the gate facing east is a very important gate in the Bible.
在圣经里头，朝东的门是一个很重要的门。
There's another prophecy in Zechariah that also mentions something similar, where the Messiah would come, land on the Mount of Olives, and come into Jerusalem through the East Gate.
在其他地方也这么说，就是弥赛亚到时候就会从橄榄山下来，从东朝东的门进入。
But this East Gate is where the Prince or the Messiah would enter Jerusalem.
可是这个东朝东的门就是王要进入耶路撒冷所经过的门。
The East Gate is where people understood that the coming King would enter into Jerusalem.
人们当时就已经有这样的认为，东门就是王要进来的门。
So as the people are watching Jesus walking,
当他们看着耶稣往前走，
they realize that he's about to walk into Jerusalem through the east gate.
结果他要进城，就是从这个东门进呢。
And they chose this time and this place to welcome Jesus because they knew that the prophecies would come that their Messiah would enter Jerusalem in a victorious fashion through the east gate.
所以他们就想到那预言，就是就知道了。结果呢，这位就是弥赛亚，他这时候就是得胜的，要从东门进入耶路撒冷。
So here's a picture of the east gate today.
这个就是现在的这个东门了。
And if you notice, it's actually not a gate anymore.
你会看到的话呢，就是已经不是一个门了。
There's a lot of stones in the way.
全部都用石头盖住。
And the Muslims during the Middle Ages, during the medieval times, closed up this gate.
在中古时代，回教徒就把这个门呢给堵上了。
And the Muslims knew about the prophecy.
因为他们知道这样的预言。
They knew that the Jewish king would have to enter through this gate.
他们知道那犹太的王就会从这个门进来。
So they closed it.
所以他们就赶快把它堵上。
To make sure that the Jews would never have a king to enter through that gate ever again.
来确保犹太人呢，永远不会有一个王从这走过。
They thought that if the Jews would have access to this gate, then they could declare their Messiah, their king.
因为他们相信，如果说犹太人有这么一个王从这经过，他们必定会宣称他是王。
And if they had their king, then they could take over the city.
如果他们有了个王，那他们就可以再一次的夺回城市。
And the Muslims didn't want that to happen.
那当然，回教徒不希望这样的事发生。
So they closed it up during the medieval times.
所以中古时代就把它给堵上了。
Now, if we look at the map here.
如果我们再次看这个地图。
It says that Jesus was going down the Mount of Olives and he would be heading straight towards the east gate of the city.
所以这里是就是耶稣从橄榄山下山之后就直往耶路撒冷，就会通过那东门。
And the people, knowing that this was their Messiah, were joyfully worshiping as he was making his way towards the east gate.
当他们心里认为这就是弥赛亚的时候，他们满心欢喜，欢呼来庆祝耶稣的来到。
Now, this map that I have up here does not tell you what the name of the gate is on this map.
在这个图表上面并没有显出来这个门的真正名字。
But does anyone know the modern name for the East Gate today?
大家知道现今说这个朝东的门是叫它为什么呢？
If you look at the back of your Bibles, there's maps at the back of your Bibles, and it actually tells you the modern name for this gate.
在有的圣经的后面，也许有地图，上面会写出来现代的名称，这个门叫什么名字？
And this gate is actually called the Golden Gate.
这个名字还真叫做金门嘞。
Did you know that? In the back of, I have my Bible there, and in the back, on the map, it says that the East Gate is the Golden Gate.
你不信的话，我的圣经就这么写的，就是在后面图上地图上面写的这个门就叫金门。
And it's at the Golden Gate that the people were spreading their clothes on the ground for Jesus.
就在这个金门，大家把衣服外套铺在地上来欢迎耶稣。
It's at the Golden Gate where people were worshiping Jesus joyfully.
在这金门，大家欢喜快乐的来欢迎庆祝耶稣到来。
It's at the Golden Gate where people welcome their new king with joy and with excitement.
在这金门，大家开心喜乐的欢迎他们的王。
And I don't think it's an accident that we are called Golden Gate Christian Church.
我想，我们叫金门基督教会不是偶然。
And my question to you all today is, could our Golden Gate Church be a place where we worship Jesus, just like the people in the Bible?
那我的问题是，我们今天的金门基督教会是不是就像是往年的金门一样，这样欢喜快乐地庆祝耶稣的到来呢？
Could our church be a place where we sacrifice not just our clothes, but we sacrifice our whole lives to welcome in Jesus into this place?
是否金门教会可以像当时的金门他们那样的舍己，不是光光是衣服而已，而是自己的生命为主而用呢？
Could Golden Gate Christian Church be a place where we sing songs to Jesus with excitement and with joy.
可否在金门基督教会，我们唱圣诗的时候是充满了喜乐，还有兴奋呢？
I challenge all of you this Christmas season to be like the people in the Bible.
我挑战大家，在这个圣诞季节，我们就像当时的那些人一样。
They are the people at the Golden Gate worshiping Jesus with joy and with sacrificial giving.
他们那时候来庆祝主的到来，是有舍己，并且有内心的欢呼喜乐。
Now, my topic today is on the topic of joy.
那我今天的主题是喜乐。
And sometimes the Christmas season is not as joyful.
有的时候，也许过节并不是特别喜乐。
I was talking with a friend yesterday who works with the poor and the homeless.
我昨天跟一个朋友聊起，就是他是专门服侍这些穷人，或者是说无家可归的人。
And she said that the holiday season is the worst time of the year.
他说呢，这些节庆就是对无家可归或是穷人来说，可能是最困难辛苦的日子呢。
And I thought the Christmas season was the best time of the year.
我本来以为说圣诞节应该最快乐的，不是吗？
So I was surprised and I asked her, why is the Christmas season the worst time of the year?
那我就问了，为什么圣诞节是最不好的一个节期呢？
And she told me that many of the poor and the homeless don't have families.
她告诉我说，有很多穷人并且无家可归的人，他们没有家人呢。
Or if they have families, then they might be missing some family members during the holiday season.
或者是说他们有家，可是呢，也许有些家人已经走了。
Christmas for them becomes a sad season because members of their family are missing.
所以圣诞节对他们来说反倒是一个很悲伤的节日。
In the Christmas season, you're supposed to get together with your family, with your friends, and eat lots of food.
圣诞节的时候，不是大家都是家庭团圆，一起吃好多的美食吗？
You're supposed to give presents to your brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews.
不是就是给兄弟姐妹、侄子侄女送礼物吗？
And if some of the family members have passed away, then the Christmas season is not as joyful as it could be.
可是如果这一家人已经走了，可能就不是那么快乐了。
I know many people who have lost loved ones during this season.
我知道有很多人在这个节庆的时候失去了他们的亲人。
And it's not a happy season.
一点也不快乐呢。
And I know that the holiday season may not be a time of joy for some of you.
也许在座的各位，也许也有家人在这其中，也许已经走了，并不快乐呢。
My mother-in-law's birthday was Wednesday.
我自己的岳母生日就是礼拜三。
She passed away 5 years ago.
她在五年前故去了。
She was a second mother to me.
她对我就像是一个第二个妈妈。
And when I preach this sermon today, I'm preaching to myself.
当我在讲这篇道的时候，好像在跟我自己讲道呢。
Maybe it's hard for you to find joy during this Christmas holiday.
也许在当下的圣诞佳节对你来说也有一些的难处。
Yes, there are sad and disappointing things that we will experience.
是的，在我们生命当中是有这些忧伤，是有这些难以接受的事情。
But we cannot forget why the Christmas season is there.
可是我们不能忘记为什么我们有圣诞节。
We have a Messiah.
因为我们有一个弥赛亚。
We have a Savior.
我们有一个救世主。
We have God living with us.
我们有上帝活在我们当中。
And that's the most joyful message ever.
而这是最大的喜乐了。
We can't let our sadness overcome that message of joy.
我们不能让我们的忧伤把这样的喜乐给盖住了。
Jesus is here.
耶稣就在这里。
Jesus saved us from our sins.
耶稣把我们从罪恶当中救了出来。
Every single one of us here deserved to die.
我们每一个在座这里人都应该去死。
Every single one of us here deserved to have a relation. Every one of us deserved to be separated from God.
我们其实每一个人都应该与神隔离。
God didn't have to save us.
神并不需要救我们。
But he did.
可是他救了我们。
He gave us a chance.
他给了我们一个机会。
He sent Jesus, his son.
他把他的儿子耶稣派了下来。
To die the death that we deserved.
为我们应得的死去死
pay the penalty of our sins
为了我们的罪付上了代价。
And we get to have a right relationship, a right friendship with God again.
以至于我们可以再一次与神重修旧好。
And that's why the Christmas season is so joyful.
这才是为什么圣诞节应该喜乐的原因。
It's because our Savior is born.
是因为我们的救世主生了。
Today we owe him not just we owe him more than just putting our clothes on the ground.
我们所欠他的不光光是把衣服放在地上。
We owe him more than just giving up the donkey for him to ride on.
我们所欠他的不只把驴驹给他用。
We owe him our entire lives.
我们欠他的是一辈子。
We owe him our sacrificial and joyful worship today.
我们应该归给他的是那舍己并且甘心乐意的庆贺。
And we can be the golden gate that was prophesied in the Bible.
而我们就可以成为那金门。
We can be the
圣经上所预言的金门。
We can be the golden gate where Jesus is joyfully celebrated.
我们在这金门教会里头可以那样欢喜快乐的欢迎耶稣。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
So if any of you are struggling today with sadness,
如果说在座任何有一位是有心中的忧伤。
Then this sermon is for you.
那这篇讲的就是为你而讲的。
Remember that God has a Savior for you.
记得神为你预备了一个救世主。
That God wants to fill you with joy.
神要充满你，以喜乐来充满你。
God wants to be present with you, even though maybe your family members are not present with you.
即使你的家人不在你身边，神要在你的身边。
Jesus, one of Jesus' name is Emmanuel.
不要忘了，神的其中的一个名字就是神与你同在。
And it means God is with us.
这意思就是说神与你同在。
So even if your family members are not with you, God is with you.
即使家人不是与你同在，可是神与你同在。
Can I pray for all of you?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you for the Christmas.